You know, your philosophies and coming to the Falcons and what you saw in this opportunity, Coach Line here?
Well, the first thing is my familiarity working with Dirk Cutter and Mike Smith and knowing the way they do things and how they operate and how they run practices, their philosophy. I thought that was important. Way high up on the list was that they have an excellent quarterback. Mm-hmm. And if we can find a way to improve up front, whatever that may take, improve up front, I think it's a great opportunity for me and my wife and my family. I've enjoyed the quick 2 weeks I've been there.
Coach said, you know, the fact that you've been an O-line coach, a coordinator, and a head coach was also a factor. You think those varied experiences will help you in this job too?
Well, you know, I've been blessed to have all the hats. Sometimes I wore certain hats better than others. And I think at the end of the day, my niche is coaching the big guys. And so I enjoy it. I certainly have enjoyed it the most. So I know we have a good core of guys to work with. We have some young guys that are going to get better. And hopefully we can add to that mix. And then hopefully we can hit the ground running, literally, hit the ground running in September.
Have you done your full evaluation of them, or that got kind of interrupted with the Senior Bowl assignment?
No, I was able to pretty much get through every guy on the Falcons roster enough to be able to have an opinion when I was asked. Mm-hmm. And I like our core of players, and I like where we can get to.
And the horse racing deal, I got a couple of, talk a little bit about your horse, and you'll be going to Louisville in May.
Well, don't jinx me. In fact, my horse worked this morning, so hopefully it worked good. We've been very blessed, myself and Joel Quinville, the head coach of the Blackhawks, to be invited to getting partners with a good friend of mine, Mike Pegram. And Mike's won a lot of races. He's won the Kentucky Derby and a couple of Preaknesses. And I think I own the tail, and Joel owns one of the hoofs, you know. We don't know much of the horse, but we're just excited to be a part of it because it's a thrill. It's a great thrill.
At what point do you start reaching out to guys on the roster, start talking to them?
I've met with a couple of the young guys. I think it's most important that we meet with the young guys. And of course, I have tremendous familiarity with Peter because my son and Peter were teammates at Wisconsin. So I'm looking forward to Peter who's having his third year, and I find most offensive linemen really start flourishing in that third year. And this is his third year, so I came in at the right time.